Well, Kenny, League Champions visitors to McGinn Park on Monday night. Your thoughts?
It's a tough game. You know, we're very under strength against a very good team. And, you know, we must approach the game with confidence, even though we're digging into the youth of the team again. But we believe in ourselves, and the players have prepared in accordance with our philosophy of play, and we look at Dundalk as being the creme de la creme, and it's a great game to get playing against them.
Of course, you met them over two-legged at the semi-final last year, and you were unlucky not to come out on top. Would you be sending that on to the players this week?
Yes. You know, we can't go top of the league, I don't think, because of Cork are playing elsewhere, and they'll probably get a victory again. So we're not looking to go top of any league at the minute. We're looking to establish a solid position. And, you know, if we get success against Dundalk, then it's a great achievement. But if that did happen, that shouldn't be your ultimate. That's not your ultimate. Your season is the priority, and how you do over the whole piece. So preparing for this game is a little bit more, I have to admit, a little bit more, what's the word, you know, hype, or how you prepare for a game. We're always meticulous in our preparation, and we'll continue to be meticulous. And we treat Dundalk and Sligo and Limerick, we treat them all with the same respect. But there's a wee bit more to it when you're playing Dundalk, and I'm sure our supporters feel the same, because they're the top dog.
Well, Kenny, they made a few interesting signings during the close season. Michael Duffy, Tommy Stewart, Nicholas Ventlin, and of course that former Candy Stripe, Patrick McElhinney. They've all been scoring goals for fun this season. How do you go about containing that?
That doesn't influence us in any way. It's hard to avoid, and it'll probably be more difficult for them than us. And you know, if I look at Nicholas, I look at Michael, and I look at Patrick, I look at those three, and you can't blame them. You know, you have to try and feed the family. We just couldn't afford them. Tommy Stewart, I don't know. I think he had left. So it's a down to affordability, and they're out of our price range. It's like going shopping for a certain car, and oh God, I wish I had a better model than that one. We can't compete with that, but we can compete on the pitch and hopefully show them that ours is a product that they would maybe be missing. I'm sure they are missing playing for their local team, and it must be difficult for them going in to play this game, because I'm sure, without fear of contradiction, that they would, if they had their choice, they would love to be playing for Derry City if it was, everything was equal. But it's not. That's not the most relevant thing for tomorrow's game. The most relevant is how we perform. That's the most relevant. And if we can get that right, we've got a chance of staying inside the game.
You're going into the game tomorrow night without Lucas Schubert suspended. Of course, Rory Patterson, Ben Doherty and Conor McDermott all injured. Mm-hmm. How are we now on the injury front? Is there any new injuries?
Yeah, I thought I'd mentioned it. It must have been a previous interview. Aaron McAniff and Ronan Curtis will also be out. We're waiting on word from the medical advice, but they both had head injuries, and they were able to train partially this morning. But as far as a game, it's a contact sport, and you know, Friday night has been very hard on us because we've lost three really top players in Lucas and Aaron and Ronan, and that's on top of Rory Patterson and Ben Doherty and Conor McDermott. So those six missing is making the job harder, but we're not trying to prepare excuses. We're just looking at the logistics of it and the stretch that it puts on our squad.
Is Rory or Ben or Conor any closer to
Ben? Ben might make it, but the other four or five definitely won't.